One of the many, many mitzvos in this week's parsha is Hashavas Aveda. The pasuk has an ase and a lav. Lo sirah shorachicha osioni dechimba vis alam to mehem. You can't like just ignore it. Hashav tshivin leachicha a mitzvah ase, etc. etc. V'chein tasel lachamoro. Not only an ox and a sheep, but a chamor. V'chein tasel l'sim laso. V'chein tasel l'chalavedis achicha shetovad mienu mitzasah. Lo suchal lehisalim. You're not able to ignore it. So some of the farshim wonder why not just say Lo sisalein. Like most lavim in the Torah, it says don't do X. It doesn't say you're not able to do X. That's not the usual formulation in the Torah. So why are you not able to do X? So the Ibn Ezra here is understood as saying Kederecha Ibn Ezra. Yeah, you're not able to do X just means the same as don't do X. The Torah sometimes uses a more flowery lashon, sometimes a less flowery lashon, you know, from a very strict pashat perspective, don't make a big deal of it. Okay, but we normally think that at least b'derech haremez or b'derech hadrush, we should make a big deal of an extra word in the Torah. So Rav Shimshon Ufral Hirsch has an interesting pshat diuk here. He says, we know that Chazal Darshan from other parts of this paragraph in the Chumash, that Pa'am Mishat Thomas Alim, that actually they have kulas in Hashavas Aveda. You don't always have to return the Aveda. Sometimes you don't have to, if it's not Mechubed, if it's beneath your dignity to return it, you're Potter from returning it. So it's sometimes you're allowed to, sometimes you're not. So Rav Shimshon Ufral Hirsch says, and he actually gets this to work for every Losuchal in Chumash, he says Losuchal means you're not able to decide to ignore it. But that's what the Torah is. You can't on your own decide to ignore the Aveda. But sometimes the Torah lets you not do Hashavas Aveda. So it's a diuk. It's a more pshat remez diuk for a chazal learn elsewhere from Drash. You're not able to exempt yourself, but sometimes the Torah exempts you. And it's a remez to chazal's drasha that if it's beneath your dignity, you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. However, the Alshich here has a third pshat, Alderech HaMusar. He says, what's losucha? He says, losucha, that means you're not able to. What does it mean you're not able to? Sometimes there are people who are just, they're not able to do certain things. It has nothing to do with whether they're commanded or not commanded. It has nothing to do with the law. There are certain things you're just not able to do because in your teva, like, you can't bring yourself to do that. So says the Alshech, what's the Torah telling us here? Yes, there's a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. You should do Hashavas Aveda. The Torah says do Hashavas Aveda. We keep all the laws of the Torah because we're commanded to do them. And there are some things we just keep because we're commanded to do. But here, ideally, lo sucha l'salim, you see someone lost their wallet. I mean, I don't know what's the equivalent. It's not donkeys nowadays. Someone lost their wallet. Someone lost their cell phone. You shouldn't be able to just l'salim walk and mind your own business and, I don't know, go to the movies and not care about this person and everything he's going through and now his whole life is in turmoil and topsy-turvy and you could have helped him and you didn't. You shouldn't even be able to do this. You should be a good person. You should work on your midos so that you don't even have half a mina. How can you possibly let someone suffer and not care about it? And then he adds one other nice point. He says, but, you know, the Torah, how can the Torah command you to just snap your fingers and all of a sudden be a good person? What if you're not so sensitive? How do you reach that mandrega? So he says an idea, which is famous in the Sefer Achinuch, Acharei Pu'ulos and Shachma Levavos. He says, look at the order of the Psukim. First it says, don't ignore it, as don't ignore it. And then it says, Shev to Shiva and return it. And then it says, and if he's far away, then you should keep it till you find him. And then it says, and also return the donkey, and also return the shirt, and also return everything else. And then at the very end it says, Lo sucha l'sali. What's the diuk, says the Alshech. Says, and Achnami, maybe right now not everyone's such a sensitive person. Maybe we're not all such good people. Maybe we don't know how to work on our midos. Says, you know, first do it because you're commanded. First, don't be Masalim because it's commandment. And then return it. And then do it again for a shor, and again for a sen, and again for a chamor, and again for a simla, and again for everything else. If you do the mitzvahs enough times, it builds your sensitivity. Acharei pu'ulos mishach malavavos. If you do the mitzvah once, and you do it again, and you do it again, even if you do it just because you're commanded, eventually it builds up the feelings, and eventually trains you in the right midos, as the Rama mentions a few times, as the Chinuch famously says. And ultimately, if you just do it, even if you don't feel it, if you do the right things you're commanded, you'll eventually get into the pattern and it'll change the way you're thinking. Science has actually shown that the Chinuch's right, that like they discovered structure of your brain with all these MRIs and everything and said it affects what you do. And then they discovered, they did experiments, the same guys, the same brain, they did different things and their brain started changing. And mamash nimshach mahalavavos, the vavos, of course, being in your brain in modern science. And therefore, ultimately, whether you're there or not, if you keep the Torah, you'll reach lo sucha les ali. You'll become a kind of person who just can't possibly not care, can't possibly be indifferent to other people, can't possibly not want to help, and then you'll be exactly the kind of person the Torah wants you to be. Shabbat shalom.